Hey guys, welcome back to Cozy Women Podcast. My name is Shan, mama of the girls. Welcome to episode 10. I'm creeping up. Those instant answers for kids hurting them. Okay? Meaning, the way kids get their answers today, is it hurting them or is it helping them? In school as a kid, you would get happy if you had an open book test, right? Or if you can use your calculator. Or if the teacher said, today's test, you can use your notes. Today's kids can put a whole equation into the search bar on the internet or on their phones, or they can verbally just speak out loud and ask Alexa or Google for the answer. They don't research. They don't know where to go for the answer. They don't know how to get the answer. They just know that they can say, hey, what is the answer for the reasons behind the sky being blue? And it's answered, right? When it comes to spelling, spell check is hurting and saving them at the same time. These kids don't even know how to use a dictionary these days. And a certain portion of it is the parents' fault because you're not making your child work for anything. But a lot of it is society okaying machines holding more knowledge than human beings and that being okay. And that's what I want to talk about. I think society is making our children lazy. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast, where I keep it a buck with you. Today's show is brought to you by... Thank you for supporting the Cozy Womb Podcast show. It is brought to you by Red Circle. Red Circle is a desktop platform where it doesn't have an app, but it has the best distribution that you can have for your podcast. It gives you the best reach for other platforms as far as distribution and as far as monetizing your show. It has the best options to go ahead and monetize your show. And also, people can donate directly to your podcast. And the best part is you can cross-promote with other podcasters within Red Circle. So hop on to Red Circle. Don't be limited by what you can do in your podcast today.
Here we go.
Back to the show.
Back to the show.
All right, so what I mean by technology today, society today is making our children lazy is technology is cool, but it makes society lazy because we stop thinking for ourselves. We stop doing the work ourselves because we want an easy way out. We want a quick way out, and we need it now instead of spending a little bit more time to think of what the possibilities could be from our work. You know, what was the last number you memorized? Honestly, you probably don't even know. Do your kids even know your mom's number or your number or their dad's number by heart? They probably don't. Can your kids do mental math? They probably can't. I know for me, I suck at it, but I try to like do math problems out of like workbooks and algebra books that I have just to jog my memory, because if you don't use it, you what? You lose it, okay? Do your kids know their address or their school address? Or can they just put the name of the school into a search and find it? Like, we have to think about how much we rely on technology and how much it's crippling us. If my kids want to know a fact about bobcats, they can just ask Google out loud. There's no research, there's no books. People don't keep encyclopedias in their house anymore. That's no longer cool. there's no exploring. It's just think it and say it out loud. And I know it sounds cool to be able to think and say things out loud, but what is your brain gaining by you getting an instant answer? Right? And every day I try to challenge my kids to use what they know, whether it's context clues, observing something, putting two statements together to get the third to be true, putting facts together, trying things for themselves, coming up with their own prediction, explaining to them what a prediction is or a hypothesis. Like, all of that is things that they will eventually have to use, but who's to say when I can and I can't introduce them to it? Using jokes and riddles from popsicle sticks, like, I want them to think. Like, I remember when we had the book, what is that, the book fair in school, I would purposely get the book that's going to make me think, which was like the Guinness World Records book, to see like what crazy things people are out here doing. It's just so many things that our kids are going to miss out on getting instant answers. Like a joke like this: what has a face and two hands but no arms and legs? It's going to make your children think. Yes, it's a joke, but it's going to make your children think, what do I know that has a face, two hands, but no arms and legs? The answer is a clock. But again, it's still a brain exercise, because a clock has hands, but it has no arms and it has no legs and it has a face, right? It's a joke, but it's making them think. Here's another one. What is always in front of you, but you can't see it? The future. Again, using their brains, having a little laugh, but it's an exercise. Memory games are good games to play with your kids to help them. Giving your children at-home worksheets are good. Those brain games that you can still get at Barnes & Noble and on Amazon.com is good. Having games like Scrabble is good. Pictionary is good. Things that make you think, right? Doing puzzles with your kids is very helpful for their minds. Do that. And when kids actually truly try and achieve what they want by doing the work, they gain confidence. You can't get confidence by getting the answers in the easy way. You won't believe in yourself if you're always given the answers. So when it comes to the society of children who are sorry losers, cry when they lose and feel like even the loser needs to get a trophy, you're not helping them. There will be winners and there will be losers. And how you change that is you practice and you do the work to be the best. You just don't show up, show face, not put your best effort forward and get the same reward as a person that actually put in the work. It doesn't make sense. If I go to work every day, it doesn't mean I need to be the executive or the CEO of the company I work for. Why? Because I haven't done the work. I don't know what it takes. I don't want to learn what it takes, but I have the nerve to want to get in my car, drive some miles to a building and be like, today I want to be the CEO. The reality is I can't do that. And I don't get the same amount of money each month from a company that I own versus a company that I work at as an employee on salary. I'm not going to get what I think I should get just because I think it. I have to put in the work to be in the shoes of a CEO or exec. That's the reality of it, and we have to start snapping our kids out of this mind warp thing that, you know, all you have to do is try a little. Not try a lot. Not be consistent. Not keep doing it and doing it and doing it until you get it right, but you just need to try a little. Life doesn't give you what you want in life when you just try a little. You gotta put in a lot, okay? And the sooner your kids learn this, the better they're going to be as teenagers when reality hits them, at 18 when reality hits them, at 21 when reality hits them, and at 25 when reality hits them, okay? When parents encourage kids to try more, and believe in themselves, they turn out to be better adults. When kids are given too much help, they don't do their best because they don't have to. And we all know people at workplaces, in relationships, and in life, in passing, that feel like they shouldn't have to do what everybody else is doing because they're so used to someone always doing it for them. Or why can't you just make this exception? Or why can't you just do this? It's a trickle-down theory, and it's trickling down from parents who are not doing the work with their kids, okay? So instant answers sounds like a cool thing, but you can't have instant answers all the time.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
When my child does her homework, she does it at her desk, right? When she does her at-home work that I give her, she does it at her desk. The Google Home is in a different room because you're not going to keep asking Google how to spell things you should already know. You're not going to keep asking Google how to solve your math problems when you can do it yourself. You're not too good to make tally marks to get your answers. Let me say this again. If you cannot do mental math yet, you are not too smart or too much better than the next person to make tally marks on your paper. If you cannot spell something correctly, you're not too good to sound some things out or get some things wrong and learn the right way. You're not too good to really sit and think about what you're reading and comprehend it and be able to tell me about it. Like, we have to get our kids into the habit of doing the work, because if we don't get them into the habit of doing the work, they'll never want to work. They'll never go for the things that you feel like they should go for. They'll never try, and they'll never put out that effort. So when we start being better as parents and stop giving our kids these instant answers, they're going to turn into better people. Just because technology is here and an easy way to get the answer is here, it doesn't mean that it's helping us. When I went to school and we were using textbooks, especially for math, the answers were in the back of the book. But you know what wasn't in the back of the book? How did they get that answer? How could the visual of showing me how they got the answer that they got? So there was always, okay, if I wanted to show that my homework was done, I'll just copy the answers in the back of the book, write down the problem, and make it seem like I knew what I was doing. But when the test time came, I was clueless. When the test time came, I didn't know where to start. When the test time came, I was the student that was drawing around the border of the paper because I didn't want to bet on myself to try because I was given the answers. I didn't want to try and fail and feel more discouraged in trying the next time because I didn't believe in myself that I could do the work because nobody pushed me enough to do the work. Whenever I would get homework, I would leave it for the last thing to do, try, cry, get water on the paper, mess up the paper. My mom gets exhausted. My brother gets exhausted from trying to tell me how to do it. And my mom would just write a note in the paper and say she didn't understand, sign, date. She wasn't helping me. She was excusing the fact that I wasn't trying. Or she was exhausted with the fact that she's being stubborn and she just doesn't want to get it. Or she was excusing the fact that the way that it was being taught to me, I didn't understand that is there another way to teach her this way. And not every teacher is going to try to discover another way to teach one student because they don't understand a certain way. That's where parents have to come in. If your child is not learning this way, figure out the way that your child learns, right? Because there were some things in math, and I keep bringing up math because that was that subject I struggled in the most. There were some things in math that I got really quick, and there were some things in math that I'm just like, wait, I don't understand. Still to this day, I'm just like, why did we spend so much time on long division and we don't even use it? I've never used long division to pay my gas bill, my water bill, my electric bill. I never used long division to pay my rent. I never used long division to figure out my car note and the taxes I was paying. I never used long division to figure out how I'm going to get from Stone Mountain to downtown Atlanta. Why are we continuously, generation after generation, teaching children things that they're not going to use in adult life? Make it make sense to me. But anyway, hop back on board, Chantal. Okay. Stop giving your child the instant answer because you're not helping them. Stop asking your friends to hire your children to work places where they don't want to work. Stop forcing your kids to live out what you didn't do as a child because you like it. Figure out what your child likes. Figure out how your child learns and reinforce that and pour into that. And that's how you help your child. Instant answers are not helping our children. Yes, I have a Google Home, but I use it for quick things, not how to spell things, not to do math, not to give my children the answers for things they need to learn, but for quick things. And to be honest, the last time I used the Google, I can't even tell you because usually they use it. And they'll use it for jokes. They'll use it to spell things if they're drawing or writing. They'll use it for like animal facts that are really quick. And they'll use it at night when they want to hear a story. But we can't rely solely on technology. If you haven't learned an important number in a very long time, try to get your brain to learn it. That's why older people struggle with passwords today, because we're relying on technology to remember our passwords. And when we rely on technology to remember our passwords, it gets a bit harder because we're not using our memory. Okay? That's all. Thank you for listening to Cozy Womb Podcast. If you would like to donate to the Cozy Womb Podcast, you can donate at redcircle.com. The link is in the bio. If you like what you heard today or you want to share it with a friend, do that. I appreciate you. If you would like to leave a review on Apple Podcast app or Google Podcast app, you can right below. Tell me what you think. You know, if there's anything that you would like to talk about or have me talk about or discuss, you can email me at cozywombmama@gmail.com. And if you would like to do a collab on the podcast, if you are a podcaster or a creator or you have a product that will help kids that you want to talk about, let me know. You can also email me. I appreciate you. You can find me on social media at cozywombpod. Peace. Peace out. Bye.
Bye.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.